Hello, and welcome to our fourth and final week of Access programming. We're super excited to close out this month-long program with you all, and we decided for our final podcast that we would spend a bit of time reflecting as organizers of the event, kind of what this past few weeks has meant to us and some of the big takeaways that we're going to walk away with, acknowledging that we still have one more week, so I'm sure there's more learnings to come. But just wanted to take a moment to pause and reflect on everything that we've learned so far. And again, some of the reflections that we've had over these past 3 weeks. So I will start us off. Again, I am Ashley Fowler. I'm the program officer at Internews and leading the usable team and part of the organizing team here for Access. And for me, the biggest takeaway, I think, or the thing that I'm most kind of taken aback by over the past 3 weeks has just been the kind of commonality of the challenges and the trends that we're seeing across regions. And so for me, the biggest need I see is continuing to create spaces like this, both online and offline when we're able to, COVID permitting, to continue these conversations and to make sure that we're intentionally creating these spaces. I've been personally inspired by all of the stories that folks have shared and all of the experiences and the expertise that folks have to offer. And so I am really excited about thinking strategically about how we continue these engagements long term and how we can maintain these networks that we've built over these past 3 weeks. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to Carrie to share her biggest takeaway from these past few weeks.
Thank you, Ashley. It has been really wonderful this month having so much time with everyone that has been joining us. And I have been surprised and impressed by the energy that people have brought to each of our convenings and each of our times together. Also, I've felt that I've been surrounded by so many talented people with so much to share, both about their local environment and the communities they're working with, also about good practices for facilitation and so many other things, but it has been really wonderful to be surrounded by so many wonderful people and great people and talented folks that are bringing energy and passion and committing their time to this effort. What about you, Tiff?
Well, I have an amazing new global playlist. Thank you to all who have continued to add music in our Slack channel and requests. I've loved bringing back a little dance and just music and body movement to my life, especially in a setting where we would often be in person and doing this with each of you in dance circles. We can do it. The fact that we can still do it and find a way to do it is just really exciting and encouraging to me. On another note, no pun intended, people are, I'm just really impressed by the commitment, like the fact that people are still showing up, that people want to learn, that there are so many considerations, so much time, so much energy that is involved in this process. There are so many different players, and it really takes all of us. It takes the ecosystem to become healthier, and I feel like Access, this program, this month, we're getting a little bit closer to just being more healthy in our ecosystem, and that's super encouraging. The networking that has taken place and the desire to continue to learn and share and grow.
Tiffany, I hope you're going to publish that playlist. I hope you put it in some shareable form because I feel like I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but I know you have. And so I think to the 2 points you're making, actually, and everybody's making the sort of openness of this group to share what might even seem like simple things, but are actually really, really helpful. And just everyone being open and willing to do that, especially when the context that everyone is working in on a day-to-day basis can feel like it can't be that open. So to come to this convening with that openness and learn from each other, I think has been really great. Because the piece that I've been sitting with is reflecting on how somewhat what Ashley was saying, that there are so many similar challenges, but actually that they manifest in very different ways, but that we can learn from each other's techniques to connect better with the people that we're working with, to try out new facilitation techniques like Carrie was mentioning, or even just, one thing that also in that has been funny to me is what might be a solution in one context is actually a problem in another, and being able to talk about that and when that trade-off has to happen. I think it's been great to be able to have some of those conversations again with such an open and smart and interesting and fun group. So I've been really appreciative of that. Adriana, what about you?
So I think this is kind of intertwined with everybody else's, but for me, the most valuable thing this month has just been meeting people face-to-face or virtual face-to-face. Like, because I wasn't sort of involved in the first few years of Usable, this is still a lot of my first time meeting a lot of you guys. And just because so much of the work we do relies on your input and feedback. And I think being in DC plus in times of COVID has just felt so distant. And for me, the like face-to-face time has been super valuable. And I'll pass it back to Ashley.
Excellent. Thank you all for sharing. And I will say a huge thank you to all of our co-organizers here. Again, we have Carrie and Tiffany from OK Thanks, Georgia from Simply Secure, and Adriana and myself from Internews. Again, we've just enjoyed this so much, again, spending time with you all and designing this program together. I think a lot of the content that has come out of this has been co-created, and I think that's another thing that we're all really excited about, maybe after a short break and some rest, getting back to all of this and coming back to try and create some outputs that we can share, not only with those who've participated here in Access, but with the larger Internet Freedom community, because there are so many trainers, auditors, designers, and developers who are doing this work. And I'm, again, looking forward to connecting and continuing to build those relationships long term. I'll say again that this is the very beginning. I know it's been a long month, and it feels like we're closing out, but I really do hope that we can look at this as kind of the beginning of a new chapter where we're able to implement some of these things that we've learned and some of these experiences that we've shared and really put them out into practice in the real world. And so obviously to do that, we will rely heavily on the expertise and skills and the connections that you all have with these at-risk communities around the globe. So I will say, again, a huge thank you to everyone for participating and being so engaged these past few weeks. I'll say welcome to our final week, and looking forward to another really exciting week of content and conversations. We'll see you all on Tuesday. We'll be right back.